Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you, Brian Main, for that introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are wrapping up our look at an article that appeared in the August 2012 Ensign magazine, an article that was taken from a talk given by Mormon Apostle Jeffrey Holland, a talk that he gave on March 10, 2011, in Park City, Utah. It was an appeal to his Christian audience. This was a board meeting for the National Association of Evangelicals, and Holland was asked to speak. And so Holland was appealing to evangelicals to work together with Mormons on various causes. In fact, the article, Standing Together for the Cause of Christ, is the title here. And this is what troubles us, because we have to ask the question, what is really the cause and who is the Christ? And as we've shown, there is certainly a different Christ involved when we're speaking of the LDS Church. Their leaders have said that. We're not saying that. They have said that. But yet, even though the Mormons are involved in what I would say are some very noble goals to try to combat things such as pornography and poverty and abuse and things like that, I'm a little bit concerned about this cause to try and get us involved with Mormons on this. I don't know what that really looks like, and that's what we've been discussing for these past several broadcasts. We get to the last part of Holland's message where he starts to try and give the impression that Mormons are very similar to evangelicals when it comes to our idea of Jesus and also our idea of salvation. So he starts off, and it's found on the bottom of page 48 in the Ensign, describing salvation.
This is what he writes. Salvation and eternal life are free. In parentheses, see 2 Nephi 2:4. Indeed, they are the greatest of all the gifts of God. See D&C 6:13 and 14:7.
Now, I should mention that he was not making reference to these unique Mormon verses when he gave this talk. That certainly would have put flags up. But let me just stop you right there, Eric, because when he says salvation and eternal life are free, and he speaks of it being the greatest of all the gifts of God, those words mean something to us.
Well, yeah, I think most evangelicals there are probably right away thinking of Ephesians chapter 2, you know, verses 8 and 9. We understand what grace is all about and that we receive this, and yet salvation and eternal life, what does he mean by that?
Well, that's the point. To us, we would look at that as a synonymous term. Mm-hmm. Salvation is eternal life, but in Mormonism, that's not necessarily the case. There is salvation by grace, which has been described as merely being resurrection from the dead, which is going to come to all people regardless of what they believe or what they've done in this lifetime. And then there is eternal life, exaltation or godhood. That's a whole different thing in the Mormon scheme of things. But when he gives the impression that salvation and eternal life are free, I find that my understanding of Mormonism would be kind of insulting. And this is why I thought, why did Holland say this? I mean, it's not that difficult to find out the definitions of these terms in Mormonism. Because when he says salvation and eternal life are free, here's a quote from Bruce McConkie. This is found in his Doctrinal New Testament Commentary, Volume 3, page 461. McConkie says this, salvation is free. And what does he cite? The same verse that Holland is credited citing here in this article. 2 Nephi 2:4. But what does McConkie go on to say? Let me read it so it makes sense. Salvation is free, but it must also be purchased. And the price is obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. In that same New Testament commentary in Volume 3, but on page 256, McConkie says, salvation comes by obedience to the whole law of the whole gospel. Joseph Smith said, any person who is exalted to the highest mansion has to abide a celestial law and the whole law too. Are Mormons doing that? Is any Mormon really keeping celestial law? I've never met a Mormon who is keeping celestial law. But yet that is the requirement to get into the celestial kingdom. What does Howland go on to say?
He says, nevertheless, we teach that one must prepare to receive those gifts by declaring and demonstrating, quote unquote, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Articles of Faith 1:4. By trusting in and relying upon, quote, the merits and mercy and grace of the Holy Messiah, end quote, 2 Nephi 2:8. See also 2 Nephi 31:19, Moroni 6:4. For us, the fruits of that faith include repentance, the receipt of gospel covenants and ordinances, including baptism, and a heart of gratitude that motivates us to deny ourselves of all ungodliness to, quote, take up our cross daily, end quote, Luke 9:23, and to keep his commandments, all of his commandments, see John 14:15. And I want to point out in that last sentence there, all is italicized. So whether or not he emphasized that in his talk, it certainly is being emphasized in this article.
Which I find very strange, because for someone to say that in front of a group of evangelicals is almost like you're playing your hand and admitting you're not agreeing with who you're talking to. Because if anybody was to say to me that in order to have salvation and eternal life, you have to keep all of God's commandments, we would go, no, you don't. Now, it's certainly a good goal to shoot for. Absolutely. I think all of us as Bible-believing Christians would wish that we do keep all of the commandments. The fact is, we don't. We find ourselves having to repent quite regularly.
But there are a lot of Christians out there who feel that Mormonism is not a works-based religion. They feel that they've changed over the years. What would your response be to that?
I think Holland is definitely proving that's not the case. In fact, what Holland is saying here is the same old Mormonism that we've seen for years. But it goes along with what Bruce McConkie said, and McConkie's been dead since the mid-1980s. But it also goes along with what was just delivered in a recent general conference message.
The October conference.
October.
Yeah.
This is a 70 by the name of Robert C. Gay. He gave a talk called What Shall a Man Give in Exchange for His Soul? The subheading there was, we are to give up all our sins, big or small, for the Father's reward of eternal life. That's a pull quote taken from this paragraph that I'm going to read. And this is what 70 Robert C. Gay said. This is the exchange the Savior is asking of us. We are to give up all our sins, big or small, for the Father's reward of eternal life. We are to forget self-justifying stories, excuses, rationalizations, defense mechanisms, procrastinations, appearances, personal pride, judgmental thoughts, and doing things our way. We are to separate ourselves from all worldliness and take upon us the image of God in our countenances.
As you read that, Bill, I'm thinking back to our whole series we did on the miracle of forgiveness by Spencer Kimball. That almost sounds like the way that Kimball would have said it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, listing these things and basically God, it requires much of us to be able to have a reward of eternal life that you've earned.
That you've earned. And when Holland says salvation and eternal life are free, does this sound like it's free? The exchange the Savior is asking of us is we are to give up all our sins, big or small, for the Father's reward of eternal life. Who's doing that? I've never met a Mormon who has given up all their sins, big or small. And Mr. Gay, I don't think you are either. I don't think you've done that.
Nobody can.
No, but to say this to people in this general conference, I'm sure if I was a Mormon listening to this, that would be another one of those huge guilt trips that the Mormon leadership is putting on the membership. No Mormon has given up all their sins, big or small. If they've not given up all their sins, big or small, then how in the world does a Mormon hope to have the Father's reward of eternal life? You can't hope to have eternal life. So I don't know why Mr. Holland would say this, that you have to keep all of his commandments to an audience of evangelical leaders. That sounds very strange to me.
Especially after he said that salvation and eternal life are free. And it's Orwellian almost to, I mean, he's not explaining what these terms actually mean.
And it's then saint speak.
He's saying free, and then he's saying, but you have to keep all the commandments. But I think what this does teach us, and you just read from the most recent General Conference, is that Mormonism has not changed, regardless of what people might be saying, that they're coming closer our way. Well, here, Holland and Gay are very much in the old school train of thought.
Absolutely. And I keep hearing rumors that Holland is some kind of progressive. I don't see that in his talks. I really don't. Here's the dilemma that we have, folks. Why is it that the Mormon Church wants so much to join hands with us evangelicals? I don't see them making the same effort to join hands with Jehovah's Witnesses. I brought this point out before, and I think it's a good question. Why don't they?
Because they believe in Christ.
Well, I don't think joining hands with Jehovah's Witnesses would help their image. I'm sorry, call me suspicious, but I tend to think that this whole movement on the part of Holland and the Mormon Church to join hands with evangelicals is to do what? Give them some legitimacy.
So that they can be called Christian and be considered Christian from the national standpoint.
And see, I don't want to give them that legitimacy until I see them holding to Christian doctrine. I don't want to see them teaching what we just talked about earlier here. This is not Christian doctrine.
So are you telling us that you're not going to be able to stand together with the Mormon people here on this?
I will pray for them, and I will commend them when they do humanitarian efforts. I certainly will not denigrate that whatsoever. I think that's important, but I just don't see any need on my part to join hands with the LDS Church to promote these causes. If the cause, the underlying cause, is to really promote Mormonism, to promote the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, my desire is to promote Jesus and Jesus alone, to bring people to Him, not to any particular church.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On Saturday, December 1st, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be signing their new book at the Lifeway Christian Store in Murray from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Published by Kriegel Publishers, Answering Mormons' Questions tackles 36 of the most common questions asked by Latter-day Saints. Each chapter in the book provides practical explanations about how you can respond to your Mormon friend with gentleness and respect. In addition, a number of useful tools are included, such as a glossary of dozens of LDS terms and their Mormon definitions. Answering Mormons' Questions will surely help you in your evangelism tactics. And for this day only, the regularly priced $18 book will be on sale for just $13.49. Lifeway Christian Store is located at 6336 South State Street in Murray. Easy to get to, easy to find. Again, it's all happening on Saturday, December 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lifeway Christian Store in Murray. Bill and Eric look forward to meeting you.